Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Hey, what's up, guys? This episode is a bonus episode about creating a content production schedule. This episode was first broadcasted a little over a year ago, back in February 2015, and it was a killer episode. We had so many emails and comments about the content of this lesson. So we wanted to share with you, just in case you missed it the first time around or you haven't been with us since the beginning. Creating a content production schedule is one of those tasks that really will save you a lot of time and make sure that your content, your information, whether that's videos, podcasts, blogs, they get published on time and efficiently. This is one of my personal favorite episodes because creating a content production schedule has really saved me a lot of time and saved our business a lot of time in general. All right, so let's get into that episode right now. Hey, welcome to the $100 MBA show, your best friend while you're doing the dishes, walking the dog, on the treadmill, whatever you're doing every single day. We are with you with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn how to create a content production schedule. If you're a listener to the show, you'll know how important I think it is to be consistently producing great content. And one of the best ways to do that is to carve out a really effective production schedule. Whether you're blogging, podcasting, or creating videos, having a production schedule is essential to make sure you're pumping out valuable, consistent content. And in today's episode, I'm going to show you how to create your own production schedule. So let's get down to business. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace has recently launched their latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7. It has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Getty Images and Google Apps. They also have 15 new templates, an incredible feature called Cover Pages. So try the new Squarespace at squarespace.com/MBA and enter offer code MBA at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, the easiest way to create a beautiful looking website for your business. Creating a content production schedule is actually not that difficult. It's not that complicated, but it's essential to have. I can't imagine what we would do without one. It's our way to make sure everything comes out on time and is published properly so our business content marketing strategy is working like a well-oiled machine. The first thing I want to say is if you're doing multiple forms of content, let's say, for example, like in our case, we have blog posts that we publish once a week, and we have a daily podcast. So every day we publish a new episode of the $100 MBA show. So these are two different forms of content. We have a blog and a podcast. So we need two separate content production schedules. I find separating the two schedules makes it a lot easier for me. Now, you obviously have a general schedule, and we recommend you use like Google Calendars. It's very easy to use. And if you have a Gmail account, it's free. So what we like to do is color code the schedule. So for example, for the blog posts, we'll have that as pink, and then we'll have the podcast as yellow. So let's just focus on one production schedule. Say for example, you're blogging. First, you need to decide how often are you going to be publishing an actual blog post. Now, when deciding this number or this frequency, make sure it's the minimum. You can always go over your minimum, but you need to make sure you have an expectation for the reader or for the person that's consuming your content. So just to make things simple, let's say, for example, your production schedule is one post a week. That's the frequency. Now, what do you need to do when you're publishing any form of content? There's a few steps that you need to do, or there's a few stages of that publishing cycle. So let's talk about those things. So one, you're going to have to obviously create the content. So in this example, you have to write the blog post. That includes, you know, outlining, drafting, editing, all that stuff needs to be done. So you got to create the actual content. That needs dedicated time to actually create it and actually complete that form of content. So in this example, the blog post, that would be brainstorming, outlining, drafting it, having it edited, having somebody read through it, or you know, get an editor to look at it, and have it ready to go. In addition to creating the blog post, if you have images or things that supplement the blog post, like videos, make sure that you have those images and videos all set up. Usually when I write blog posts, I actually do it in Word, and I just have all these things and all these links in the bottom of my post, so I know that when I publish it, which is step two, I insert all these things. So secondly, I have to make time for publishing it. So the second stage is I got to put this post into my website. So if I'm using WordPress, I got to put it into WordPress. If I'm using Squarespace, I need to put it onto Squarespace. So it's literally just copying, pasting that post from Word and putting in the images where they belong and putting in the right, you know, headlines and headers and all that stuff. And obviously you have to hyperlink for hyperlinking to references or links that you mention in the post. So that's the publishing phase. So as you can see, there's two different phases, and you need to put in your schedule a time to complete these tasks. You can't just say, I'm going to do a blog post once a week, and I'm just going to dedicate an hour a week. You'll find yourself falling behind because you're not dedicating the right amount of time or enough time for each step of the content production or procedure. So once I have it in my website, it's getting ready to publish. I hit the publish button, or I schedule it to be published at a certain date. Now I gotta actually spread the word and tell other people about it. Obviously, the first step to this is to let your subscribers know that you've published a new blog post. That means getting into MailChimp or whatever email marketing service you're using and drafting a campaign or drafting an email out to your lists about your blog post to check it out. This also means social media, getting onto social media. If you're using Buffer to manage your social media to spread the word about what you actually just published, remember, you worked hard on creating this content. You might as well share it and make sure everybody knows what you've just produced. So you need to dedicate time to the actual marketing of this piece of content. So there's three major steps. There's the creation, there's the publishing, and then there is obviously the marketing. So you need to dedicate a certain amount of time for each of these steps, and they all need to be completed within that week's time, because remember, you're publishing once a week. Now, I highly recommend that you're not publishing or you're not working on your content the week before you're supposed to publish it. So say, for example, today is Tuesday and, you know, next Monday is when you're supposed to publish it. That's a little bit, you know, too close to the deadline. You want to get a little bit ahead. So maybe a couple weeks ahead, so you have a few things in the can. They're already ready to publish, they're ready to market, and they're ready to go. So you have a little bit of buffer. What if you have to travel? What if you get sick? You know, things happen. You need to make sure that you have a little bit of a buffer. So what I would do is get into your Google Calendar and schedule exactly a certain amount of time in your day for each phase. So production, publishing, and marketing. So you want to make three blocks or three slots in your calendar. So depending on how quickly you can write and how quickly you can produce this content, you may want to put like 2 hours for production, one for publishing, another hour for marketing, whatever you feel is appropriate for your, you know, your content. So what you need to do is put these blocks in the calendar and make sure that you are doing these things at that time during that day on the calendar. Now, personally, I've been writing a lot of blog posts. I've been creating a lot of podcasts. So I'm used to creating a lot of content. So I do all three steps at one shot. So I have a dedicated block of 3 hours and I say, I'm going to write a blog post. I'm going to have it edited and I'm going to go ahead and publish it and schedule the marketing for it. But you may not feel comfortable with that. You may want to break up these three steps into different times. So you may want to do on Monday the production and then the publishing. And then afterwards, you would do the marketing the day after, whatever you feel most comfortable with. But the point is that schedule these steps into your calendar so you know that you're working on that. Now, remember, when you're working on something, make sure you're just focusing on that. Shut off your email, shut off your Facebook, shut off all your social media so you can be efficient and get these things done in the allotted time that you have on your calendar. Guys, I got a couple more tips for you when it comes to creating your content production schedule. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Squarespace. Squarespace had some really exciting news recently. They partnered with The Dude. I'm talking about Jeff Bridges. He was on a Super Bowl ad for Squarespace. And this is for real. It's not a stunt. Jeff Bridges created a website on Squarespace called dreamingwithjeff.com. You can actually check it out. It's a real website. And it's a website where he has an album of relaxing sounds, guided meditations, and stories. I checked out dreamingwithjeff.com and it's really cool. You can listen for free or you can pay to download these sounds. And all the proceeds to anything that you purchase on the site goes to charity, a charity group called No Kid Hungry. And if dreamingwithjeff.com inspires you, perhaps it's a good time for you to go to squarespace.com and start building a website for yourself. And you could do it with a free trial. There's no credit card required, and it's super easy to use. Squarespace makes it super easy to customize. Everything looks beautiful on any device, and they have some really beautiful templates that you can use. You can use the site to create your portfolio, a personal site, or even a store, since each site comes with a free e-commerce option. And if you need any help at any time, you can turn to their 24/7 support. One of their best features is this 24/7 support. If you need help at any time in the middle of the night, you can get help. So go to squarespace.com/MBA and build a website and enter offer code MBA at checkout to get 10% off and show your support for the show. You get a discount and you show Squarespace that you love the $100 MBA show. Squarespace, an easy way to create beautiful looking websites for your business. Another technique that you can use when you're creating your content production schedule is batching. We batch episodes for the $100 MBA show, and that means that we create many episodes in one sitting or one time. So I dedicate a day where I record a whole bunch of episodes, as many as I can. Sometimes it's four, sometimes it's five. And I record a whole bunch and they get edited, you know, the same day. And we just batch them all one sitting, so I don't do one a day. So it's really hard to get ahead when you just have one a day and you're doing a daily podcast. You may want to do the same thing for your blog, where you have a day where you blog. You write two or three articles in one sitting, you batch them up for the next 3 weeks or how many you actually publish every week. So you could just do that to get ahead. It also gets you in the zone because your focus for that day is to create this content for this purpose in this medium. And for podcasting, you know, you get everything set up, you know, all the technical stuff, the mics, the recorders, you know, you're in that mood, you got all your, you know, your notes down. It's best for you to utilize all that setup time to just go ahead and do all your batching or all your episodes all in one time. This is definitely applicable to video as well because it takes time to set up your shot, your lighting, everything. So you might as well utilize that setup time and just batch all the videos you need for your production. So batching is a great technique when you want to get ahead and you want to get a lot done for your production schedule. One last thing, you should always, always be consistent, always, you know, stick to your deadlines and always make sure that you're delivering what your audience is expecting. You know, if they're expecting a blog post once a week, you deliver that once a week, or, you know, a daily podcast or a weekly podcast, you're publishing it when they're expecting. But let's say, for example, God forbid you do miss that deadline. For some reason, something happens out of your control. What do you do? You know, say, for example, you publish a blog post on Mondays and you don't have anything and it's Monday. What do you do? And you have no time to actually publish it in time. I personally think that you should get in front of it, email your audience, email your list and tell them, hey guys, I know that I publish every Monday. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to publish something this week. I got caught up. This is what happened. I had an emergency. How about you just email me some questions that you have? I'll get back to you. With maybe a audio recording of all the answers or an article with all the answers for next week. Just communicate with them. Touch base with your audience to let them know that, you know, you haven't forgotten about them and that things happened and that's what happened and you just explain yourself. And I think that would really help, you know, mend the relationship because people might be expecting an article or expecting an episode and they don't hear from you. They might think that, you know, you just forgot about them. So make sure that you stay in contact with them, even if for some reason, God forbid, something happens and you can't publish something for that week or for that day. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I want to make a quick announcement. About 3 months ago, we announced the Lab program, which is our personal coaching program at the $100 MBA. We just finished our first cohort and we're opening up enrollment again. We just opened up a few days ago and we only have a few spots left. If you want to enroll into the Lab program, if you need help, if you would love to build your business with other entrepreneurs with the support of myself, I'm going to be there on every weekly call to help you out, give you advice, give you feedback. Take a look at your website, take a look at what you're doing, as well as the support of other entrepreneurs just like you working together to make it happen. If you're serious about what you're doing and you want to make it happen, the Lab program may be for you. You could check it out at 100mba.net/lab. I think the best way to sum up the Lab program is a testimonial from one of our students from the Lab program. This one comes from Michelle and she says, I want to thank you for your support and suggestions. I wouldn't be at this point without having participated in the Lab program. Thanks, Michelle, for that awesome testimonial. You could check out the Lab program at 100mba.net/lab. Guys, I want to leave you with this. One of the most important things about having a production schedule is that you're ensuring yourself that you're doing work. You're actually producing valuable content that's going to help your business grow. Far too often, I see a lot of people talking about business and online business as if it's some sort of vacation, like you're on vacation constantly and you're on the beach and you're just living the life, and that's just a fairy tale and that's not real. I want to make sure that you understand that, you know, business is hard work. I know that you know that. And one way to make sure that it's organized hard work, so you're not like overworking yourself and you know that you know when to work and when not to work, is to have a production schedule. And this really helps you get organized and ensure and make sure you feel like you're actually getting things done and you're producing great stuff for your audience. So I wish you all the best in whatever you're producing and whatever you're doing in your business. If you want to tell me what you're working on, you want to share it with me so I can share it with others, you could tweet at me at BizRepublic on Twitter. That's B-I-Z Republic. I would love to hear from you. All right, guys, I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.